Hey everyone, I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to the Hooligans. So, we're gonna start out with there was an incident.
Oh boy.
Because for this one, there was an incident.
I think it's gonna be overblown.
No.
I don't remember what year this was. Probably like 13 or 14.
Perhaps.
So, we liked to do this thing where we would play Mario Kart Wii. A lot of people did that. It was a great game.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, I loved the wheel.
The steering wheel controller was definitely a plus.
I was the only one when we would play it like in college that would play it with the wheel. Most people would use like a GameCube
because they
controller.
Think they're cool, but yeah, like, no, you want to use the wheel to steer.
But we would do tournaments. Usually we saved them for like Christmas.
Yeah, this was definitely around Christmas time. And it was a 32-round, every track.
Every level, randomly selected, so you eventually get through all of them. Mm-hmm. We'd play it all and see who won. So, me and Care were pretty good at Mario Kart. Like, pretty common first or second place.
Me too.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, usually.
I was really good, actually.
I don't think you were as good as us.
Whoa. Let's have a tournament right now.
Let's do it.
Oh, I still have it at home.
Oh.
Come to the house.
We should podcast live tournament.
Record one of us just playing.
That's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah.
We'll have to save that along with the MASH cast.
Like, MASH the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember MASH the game?
Loved MASH the game.
We should play MASH
too.
Just
do one on air.
Live stream MASH. Well, so anyway, I think we were better than Cub, generally.
Wow.
I'll double down on that.
I didn't say anything.
But we were having a tournament one night, and you had just created Pet Ball.
He
was a me.
Just like our wrestlers.
Who was a human pepperoni ball, which for those who aren't from Erie, a pepperoni ball is a delicious, like, deep-fried thing of bread, dough.
Stuffed with pepperoni. Delicious.
And
the grease,
We were playing, and Cub kept getting hit by, like, the squid, where it would blot out parts of your screen.
Yeah, it would ink the screen so you couldn't see while you were driving.
And he got so mad. He's like, I'm the only one who's getting squidded.
It's true. I was.
So angry about it.
And I think eventually one of us said something. I think I might have said, like, well, like, then don't play or something. And you got up. Like, you stormed out and left. Well, you didn't leave. You went to bed.
Hey, I was tired.
Tired of all the squids.
Yeah.
So me and Kara were like, oh, man. Because, like, that doesn't usually happen with us. We don't
actually
usually fight.
It wasn't really a fight. You just stormed out mid-Mario Kart tournament.
So
I think I was provoked.
By the squid.
By the squid.
And others.
By me. You keep looking at me.
We were all getting squidded.
That's a lie.
No, we were all getting squid.
My squid ratio was much higher.
How many times were you squidded?
Like 18 squids to your one squid.
Squids per minute.
By the way, isn't the squid in the baseball game?
The squid
it's
a blooper.
That.
Blooper.
Blooper.
We'll get to that. So we all went to bed, and I think the next morning it was like the thing where you just start talking again, and you're like, okay, we're fine, like, everything's fine.
Well, you were so mad.
But then later, I don't remember when this was, we started another Mario Kart tournament, and it started to happen again, where Cub was getting really mad, and we switched. We're like, all right, we're not going to play this. We're going to play Mario Super Sluggers.
Which is also great.
Yeah, so now I say we just discuss Mario Super Sluggers because that game was awesome.
Yes.
It is.
You could use Miis, right? Or no?
I think you could.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes they were in the crowd, like, cheering for you. And we made a ton of Miis, like Abraham Lincoln.
George Washington.
George Washington.
Some other
all of our family members.
Mareschio.
Mareschio.
Mareschio. Would you like to just explain who Mareschio is?
Yeah, but I have the hiccups right now, I think. I can't tell.
Fight them off.
Well, then you hold off for a while. Well, so Mareschio is a character from stories that Cub would tell.
Cub invented Mareschio.
There weren't really any points to the stories. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, Mareschio would be traveling through a magical forest. That's meet, like wizards. Remember, and, yeah.
But then, like, they would just be really weird.
The mischievous wizard.
Yeah, Maresch was just this sort of character I created that...
So,
I think you named him Mareschio for, like, maraschino cherries, but you couldn't say it.
Probably.
But Mareschio is spelled M-E-R-T-I-O.
Mareschio.
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 Mareschio. But
Cub's, like, dying over here. We made a lot of creations on me.
But, so... So, Mareschio had, like, giant wide eyes, and then you have, like, a big,
he had
like,
a gigantic smile.
Yeah, he's a happy guy, dude.
But he was just one of the many Mii's that we would use, but Mario Super Sluggers was amazing.
Well, I was thinking about Stiletto Bob.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stiletto Bob, Gucci Bob Ross. Cat.
Yeah, I made a couple people that look like catfish. Like, literal, Bob their faces Ross. Look Bob like catfish. Ross.
Some Ross. Family members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the pets in human form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There were more presents.
Crestinovi. Tell about Crestinovi. And then
all the incarnations of
Crestinovi. Every decade there was a different Crestinovi. Yeah.
So Crestinovi was like short for Krestenovich.
Yeah.
But like I couldn't fit that in there.
Yeah.
I also don't know why that was.
It was just his name.
So it got shortened to Crestinovi, which actually kind of sounds cooler.
I like it. That's actually my rock playlist on Spotify. It's called Crestinovi Through the Ages, because it's like any decade. It's on my Spotify.
Oh, man, I love it. But yeah, Crestinovi, what, did Crestinovi have pigtails?
No, so
that
he was...
That was El Crestom.
So Crestinovi was bald, well, he was like balding, and he had two giant eyes that got placed like on his head. Yeah.
The top of his
like
head.
The top of his head.
And then there was 80s Cresto.
Yep.
He had an afro.
No.
No, that was 70s yeah. Cresto.
80s Cresto was...
It was like grunge. Yeah. Had, like longer hair.
No,
like...
That was 90s Cresto.
Oh. Yeah.
What was 80s Cresto?
I think 80s? He just had like a jacket, leather jacket or something.
No, that wasn't an option. Did he have like a mohawk?
Oh.
Oh, I think he might have had a mohawk.
Well, anyway, but they all
There
had
was one for the
70s,
80s, and 90s.
And then
and
he had a wife. Named El Crestob, which was short. I don't know why it was Crestob and not Crestinovi.
Short for Lady Crestinovi. El Crestob. She had pigtails, but they all had the wide eyes.
But wasn't there someone?
Her eyes were like down by her mouth.
Wasn't there someone that was like El Crestob? But
that
like,
was El
but like a different, like an offshoot of El Cresta. Well,
there was Lady Mareschio.
Oh yeah.
Or no, Femschio.
Femschio.
Femschio. It was just a female Femschio. Version of Mareschio.
Yeah, with pigtails.
With
right.
Pigtails.
There's no. someone El named Cresta. Like Jenny or something.
Just
see, all of Cub's creations have like really weird looks. Justino. I forget what Justino looked like.
She had, like, the weird, like, sparkly eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, a weird, like look on her face. I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't have videos. So.
Maybe we could find pictures and put them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should try to do that. We'll hook up the Wii.
El Crestob.
So, I was going to try to talk about Mario Super Smash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a great game. Funky Kong.
I hate Donkey Kong. I hate Diddy Kong.
Yeah, but Diddy's kind of cool.
I hate the girl one.
Trixie
Kong.
Dixie?
I think it was Trixie Kong.
I think so.
But Funky Kong is awesome. Is he the most acceptable?
He's acceptable.
Yeah,
I just
like a
don't
band.
What like
about
Donkey Kong in general.
Hate Donkey Kong. But that game was really fun.
I liked all the different levels.
Yeah, there's one on like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think I've said that game was really fun.
What about Petey Pablo?
Petey Piranha?
Petey Pablo. He would slap the ball with his... Because he was the plant, the red...
The pipes.
Plant in Mario.
Yeah.
But he had, like, legs, so he could play baseball, and he would just slap it with his hand.
What about Shy Guy?
The Shy Guys. I like Bowser. Bowser is, like, one of my favorite Mario.
Hot take.
You know who I forgot about?
Who?
Until just now? The Blue Pianta.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The cool, like, with the giant, the like, lay, or the, not the lay, like, the
hula skirt.
Skirt, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I loved him. Like, I would die
Super Sluggers is great. It's just baseball, but with Mario characters.
But we played that more instead of Mario Kart because...
Cub didn't tantrum.
Well, we were all on the same team, so it's like if we all failed, then we all failed.
Well, we've played Mario
Kart. I still think it's being overblown, but...
I mean, you were pretty unhappy about it.
So, next, we're gonna talk about Jurassic Park.
Ooh.
And I don't know if we'll rank the movies.
Jurassic Park. I don't think we need to rank
but
them.
But we'll talk about all five movies.
Yes.
So, yeah, we all love Jurassic Park, right?
Like, oh, yeah.
The original is, like, in my top three
the
movies.
Original Jurassic Park.
So, Jurassic Park and...
Logan. Or, well, Wolverine is, ooh, like, one of my top three superheroes. Oh, never mind.
The T-Rex is my favorite superhero.
He's cool, though.
It's a she.
Oh.
Whoa.
They were all bred to be
they
female.
They were all female.
Oh, man. Whoa.
But, no, the first Jurassic Park is amazing.
So good.
Like, the effects hold up so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the cast, too. Jeff Goldblum.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
Who's apparently in this podcast in spirit.
He is.
He is. He's sitting next to Cub.
Sam Neill.
In that box.
Like Jeff.
Jeff.
Like Jeff the ghost Jeff. From Bob's Burgers. So bad. But I heard this on the Rewatchables podcast, and it's so true. Like, everyone in the cast was the best person for it. No one was, like, too famous.
Yeah, I don't think I would like to see any other different people.
Even as Samuel L. Jackson was in it.
He was in it. That was before he was, like, super famous.
Yeah. His arm came off.
Spoiler alert. More spoiler alerts.
Oh, true. That's, like, 30 years old.
Year old movie, you should know.
But it's such a good movie. I will say I would have liked two different things in the book.
Muldoon living,
because he was a game warden. He knew how to hunt animals. He lives in the book. He never should have died in the movie.
I think, though, not in the moment, because in the moment he was probably pretty upset about it, but that's the way he would have wanted to go, being bested by the thing you're hunting. I'm not a hunter.
Clever girl.
That seems like it would
but
be.
But he was smarter than that.
Yeah, but what's the other?
The other thing is they never would have been able to do it because of the effects. I don't think it would have held up. But the T-Rex, so Alan, Lex, and Tim are in a raft on the river, and they see the T-Rex sleeping on shore, and they're like, oh, we're fine, it's on shore. And it sees them, and it gets into the water, and it chases them. It swims like a crocodile.
Oh, man.
And it chases them down in the raft. And
why did they leave that out?
It would have been really
hard
to do.
I don't think they could have... filmed it.
They kind like of do the, that in the third one.
Yeah,
with the Spinosaurus. But
we'll get to that number three. I love the first one. It's so good.
First one is elite.
My favorite is not the first one.
Second.
My favorite is the second one, The Lost World.
The second one gets a lot of bad rap, but
it does.
I don't know
why.
I think part of it is because it's still directed by Steven Spielberg, so people were expecting more like Steven Spielberg than it actually was. Because if it was
like
a different director, be like, all right, you know, it's not the same.
I love the second one. There was a time where I would just watch it like every day.
Well, see, I think it's my favorite because I was two or three when it came out. I was three. And
how about when we saw it in theaters and Mom was the only one who saw the guy get stepped on by the T-Rex and that it was stuck on
his
foot?
And she was laughing.
And she was laughing so bad, and she was like the only person, It was great. I didn't know why. I didn't see it.
Well, I always, it cracks me up. Like, I was 3 years old and, like, in the theater for this this movie. But now you see kids in, like, Deadpool.
Oh, man.
I'm sure they'll be at Joker.
I'm sure. Oh, that would be an awful.
Well, I saw...
It's not even, like, a superhero movie. No. It's, like, a psychological thriller.
Yeah, someone said it was, like, it was a lot of, like, he's messed up.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just, like, oh, Deadpool is, like swearing and killing everybody. No, this is, like, dark, mental, messed up, like...
Oh, man.
It's, yeah, not kid-appropriate. But Jurassic Park 2.
I love the second one.
JP 2.
It has more Jeff Goldblum. God. You know who's really cool, though?
He's so cool in that. I love Roland, Tembo. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good name, too.
It is.
Roland Tembo.
Roland.
Yeah, that one's way different from the book.
Yeah. Oh, it's just
I'll be the resident, like, book.
Yeah,
like,
here's the book compare. Me and Cub don't really
see. C won't even watch the movie.
I can see that because...
She's never seen Jurassic Park, and she will never, she says.
If that's her favorite book, I can definitely see that because they are different, and the second one is way different than the movie.
Hmm.
Well, it's even, what's worse
I still like it because I love Jurassic Park and I love dinosaurs, but
yeah,
they're definitely way different.
Didn't he, like, ask Michael Crichton to write a sequel? Steven Spielberg, and then, like, so he wrote a sequel,
and then he didn't even really use it.
Took half the stuff out of it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, none of the San Diego stuff is in it.
The San Diego stuff is not... It does feel like it's, like, in it from a completely different movie.
There's just a lot of stuff that doesn't happen between the books and the movie, but I still really love the second movie.
Well, the toys.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
Remember the toys and the card games?
Yes.
That card game, Mom almost threw it out. I wouldn't let her.
Yeah.
It was, like, I don't even remember how you played, but there were cards, like, where you were a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like, trying to eat people, and then you were, like, a person trying to
I think
to
there were
the
also
dinosaurs.
Cards for the vehicles?
Yeah, yep. I think so. The vehicles.
How's that trailer, though? The double,
so awesome.
Like,
Didn't
trailer?
Hmm. Didn't someone have that?
I think so.
Yeah, it was like the coolest thing where the seats would come out the side and they'd like be shooting.
Yeah, you had that, Cub.
Mm.
We should say like the best parts in
from each movie?
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, would you like to start with the first one?
The first one, the best part is
easy.
What?
The raptor kitchen scene.
I do love the raptor kitchen scene.
Is that
scene.
Cliched to say, though?
I may have to say the T-Rex when it first comes out of the enclosure, which I have a painting of. An art print of a painting, which is amazing.
But I won't lie.
That might be my favorite part. It's just so good.
I'm not sure what my favorite part is, really, in any of them. That sounds
It doesn't have to be, like, favorite, but it can be, like, what
true,
is, like, the coolest or, like, the...
Like, just the cool... I think you're right about the first one. It's the T-Rex intro.
When it has its hand on the fence and you're like, oh, man, it's not electrified anymore.
Yeah.
And then it just busts out.
But
it
the
roars.
Second...
Do the roar.
Do the roar. The second one, similarly, is the whole scene...
The trailers.
Yeah.
Where the two T-Rexes come up and they rip Eddie apart. R.I.P.
saved his life.
Saved our lives by giving his.
Well, then his problems are over.
Well, yeah, like when they come up and then they just like destroy it.
The trailer
goes over the cliff.
It's great.
That's a great part.
And the trailer goes over, but it doesn't hit anyone. Like, on the way
I kinda
down, it
like,
just goes straight
yeah,
down.
Oh, yeah.
I like how it looks when the trailer, like, goes down, but they're just
Who is the bearded guy?
The bearded guy?
That gets, like, the snakes or whatever on him?
Oh, Dr. Burke.
Oh, Dr. Burke.
Yeah, he,
I like that part.
I like when they think that the T-Rex is coming back and it's just Ian.
You're like, how did you mistake Jeff Goldblum
for a
T-Rex?
So the third one, let's move on to the third one.
The third one is not good.
The third one is good in that it's not good. It's still fun to watch. Like,
yeah.
I will not turn it off if it's on.
It still has the same sort of, I mean, like, how the dinosaurs look and everything.
Yeah,
it has the same,
good.
Like, feel to the dinosaurs as the first two, but it's just not a great story.
I mean, William H. Macy is annoying. Tay Leone is annoying.
I hate Tay Leone.
Tay Leone.
Tay Leone. Chipotle is my life.
Exactly.
The kid is annoying.
The kid's really annoying. Alan.
That's probably my favorite part.
That's the best part. Sam Neill is in it again as Alan Grant.
Love Alan Grant.
And he's having a dream on the plane, and a raptor's like talking to him. It's like, Alan. And then it's
oh, I also like the part where that guy's getting assaulted by all the birds.
Mm-hmm. The pteranodons.
Oh, yeah. Billy
Bennett. Yeah. What about when the kid is on the. On the bridge, and he hears a noise. And he's like, "Mom," and a giant pteranodon comes walking.
Which is a scary shot, by the way.
Oh, it is, because like, it comes out of the fog.
Yeah.
It is, but I like the mom.
What's the same thing? Like, how did you mistake your mom for this?
Didn't
giant...
it take him too, at one point?
It started to pick him up. Right?
Yeah. Well, he took him, and he's like,
he was taken into the nest.
Yeah.
They were gonna eat him.
Yeah, they were gonna eat him. He was throwing skulls at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean...
The third... It's got good things in it.
Wait, but another really bad part is where the Spinosaurus sneaks up on them. They did not hear this gigantic Spinosaurus approach until they heard the phone ringtone. And then they turn around and it's just looking at them like, you didn't know.
That's terrible.
You didn't feel the rumbles on the ground? Like
It's... It's bad. That's but the Spinosaurus, and like it is one of the coolest dinosaurs.
It does look really
in
cool.
Jurassic Park movies.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so cool. Oh, another thing that bugs me is the T-Rex fight.
T-Rex fight.
They make it built up like it's gonna like be fighting the T-Rex, and it kills it in like a minute.
Oh yeah.
So that's the third one.
The spot. No, this the cool part though. The coolest part maybe when it's raining. And the Spinosaurus is, like, in the water, and they're trying to fight it.
That's a cool part.
They have a flare,
They have the flare, yeah. And the boat is sinking.
Oh, sorry.
That's all.
then there was supposed to be a Jurassic Park 4.
Forever.
It didn't come out for a long time. One of the scripts, actually, and I downloaded it. I have not read it. I read parts of it. Involves dinosaur-human hybrids.
Please no. Please no.
So that's really bad.
But I don't want that.
In 2015,
like,
they...
Like, raptor people.
Oh, man.
It would have been, like, over.
Yeah. That would have been so bad.
So in 2015, Jurassic World came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Jurassic World is pretty good.
I like it. I love Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt is...
So...
is really good.
I mean, he is super funny, but not in that. I mean, he's really not all that funny in that.
I'm not sold on him in that. So, like, the perfect role for him was Peter Quill, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Like, it's emotional,
it's funny.
But it's funny. And this is because
he's just like a goofball,
right? But in this,
he was like serious in this. Like, I'm tough.
It all depends on what. On what you cooked up in that lab. And you're like,
oh, how are these quotes?
Not good.
It's a little weird to see a serious Chris Pratt.
We did see it opening night.
We did.
And it is fun. Like, it's a good movie.
There's too much CGI.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would have used more of the animatronics like they did in the original one. Because you can tell. You're like, I mean.
Right. It's like it's
they
good CGI.
They look realer when they are actually real robotics.
Right.
Like, and not just CGI.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you, Kara.
I'm gonna stab you.
Oh, man.
With something.
I don't survive this podcast, you'll know what
you
happened.
You know why.
But someone's gonna have to produce it for me.
They'll never know.
Well, what's the best part in that one?
Best part in
that. Oh, I love the, when all the birds... fight everyone.
Yeah,
they keep calling them birds.
They break out of the
sanctuary.
No, the best part, especially for you, because you love Blue.
Blue
is a great raptor, and she jumps off the T-Rex's back to attack the Indominus Rex.
Yeah, that is clutch.
That's such a good part.
It is.
Spoiler alert.
Blanket spoilers.
I like the Indominus, how they only uses it one time, which I hate when there's just like a one-time use of something really cool when it's camouflaged.
Oh.
And then it comes out of the trees and you're like, whoa, that, is awesome. That was cool.
True. You know what's not awesome? How's this segue going to be? Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Oh.
The fifth movie.
Not
disappointing.
Is bad. Like,
it's not great.
It's bad. So, the first half of it, I was like, alright, like, it was kind of slow, nothing was, like, really happening, but I was like, this is good, it's fine, you know, like, trying to convince myself. And then the second half, it just fell apart.
Yeah.
The worst
Clone Kid.
Is, oh my god. I'm about to go on a rant about
it. Oh, that was terrible.
Away from the mic.
Clone Kid was the worst.
Clone Kid is the absolute worst, so...
They're like me!
So, in the movie, there's a little girl, because there always has to be some precocious child...
There's literally kids
in
every one.
In every single movie, and they keep making a big deal about, like, oh, who's this girl's mom? You know, like, is it someone from one of the other movies
somehow? I thought maybe it was, like, Ellie, or
right.
Sarah,
like, I
potentially.
Don't yeah,
I, don't
like, I don't
know
how,
but...
But... It ends up that this girl is a clone of her mother, and well,
using the same genetics as the dinosaur.
Yeah,
it's her clone.
Yeah,
she was cloned from another person.
But you're like, I guess that does it makes sense in the world of Jurassic Park
yeah,
that
people
someone
would
try to do that.
Yeah, inevitably, clone people,
but it just feels like it doesn't fit in there. And
they're
then
alive,
to make it
like
worse,
me.
They're alive like me. She releases
Ugh.
Dinosaurs into the world because they're clones like her. And you're like, oh my gosh,
terrible.
This is the worst thing
ever. Get out of here, clone kid.
So I think the fifth one is the worst.
The Indoraptor is pretty cool, though.
It is.
Hmm.
Cub, thoughts?
I was fully out AF on it.
Yeah, I know.
We saw that together.
We did.
Yeah, we were in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That was a cool theater.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great.
Oh, well,
the best theater was the Dallas Theater.
Oh.
So there was a theater. We went to visit Cub in Dallas a couple years ago, and there's a theater
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
serves dinner. In the theater.
Coconut shrimp.
Oh,
would
yeah.
Like to take the
I forget what it was
called. Studio Movie Grill.
Yeah. Mm. That and Alamo Draft House was great, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, the premise is basically you get your own little seat
mm-hmm.
/ table, and you order just like at a restaurant.
You can press the button
yep.
if you need them to come
and
back for any reason.
The servers will, like, duck down so they're not blocking.
Mm.
There was a pretty good... height difference
yeah.
right.
though, so they weren't really ever in your way.
So yeah, we got like coconut shrimp.
Power Rangers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I like that movie. It's not great.
It's kind of good.
It's fun.
It's better than Fallen Kingdom.
It's much.
So here
it's
are
like
my rankings of the of the Jurassic Park.
Okay. But then we'll do Power Rangers
someday.
I'm not
For me,
really familiar with Power
it goes
Rangers.
Jurassic Park 1, Jurassic Park 2, Jurassic Park. 4,
Jurassic World,
Park
if you will.
3, Jurassic Park 5.
I would probably agree with that.
Alright, so here's mine. I'm going to go in reverse order, because I prefer lists this way. Fallen Kingdom is at 5. Jurassic Park 3 is at 4. I'm confusing. Because I just keep saying numbers.
Is your list the same as Cubs?
No. Jurassic World is at 3.
So that's
I'm
all
gonna
the same.
Be the contrarian here,
Ooh.
Put the original one at number 2,
oh.
and put the Lost World at number 1.
That's fair.
Objectively,
that's fair.
The first one is better, but I prefer the second one.
Yeah.
Hey, it's
I'm
your
go
list, man.
1, 2, Fallen Kingdom, 3. Or wait, no, no.
Oh
no, never mind. 1, 2, Jurassic World, 3, Fallen Kingdom.
Mm.
So same as Cub.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fair. It's,
get
it's
out of your Fallen Kingdom. It tried to get higher in my
so
rankings.
So bad.
I would say, like, Jurassic World is better than Jurassic Park 3, but there's a case to be made that I'd rather watch the third one than Jurassic World.
You know
what about John Hamm? Mind.
I was like, John Hamm has nothing to do with...
I love John Hammond, although he's a pretty bad human
yeah.
in the scheme of things.
In real life?
No,
he got
movie.
Eaten in the books. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
Book spoiler.
He got eaten by Compies.
Oh, what
great.
A weak way to go out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Dieter got eaten by Compies. That was a bad way to go, because there's
mm-hmm.
all just like...
Yeah.
So that's our Jurassic.
Wait, did we pick a best part of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom?
No, but I know what the worst part is besides Clone Girl. It's when the Brachiosaurus is left.
Oh, my heart.
I forgot about that, man.
Like, was ripped
out. I teared up.
That's worse than any of the Marvel deaths.
It might be. The Brachiosaurus, it got up on its hind legs and was, like, calling to the boat. It wanted to be saved, but then it got engulfed by the lava. That was rough.
Like, it legitimately broke my heart.
I was so sad about it. The Brachiosaurus. I don't know if there's a best part. Oh, Toby Jones getting eaten by the Indoraptor, because Toby Jones is mortal enemy. Oh, he got eaten by the Indoraptor, so I like that.
I think I've only actually seen it once.
He was in the elevator, and he was, like, all excited because the door closed, but then it shorted, and it opened back up, and the Indoraptor just, like,
got
and I hate that guy.
So that's our discussion on Jurassic Park. I said I think the second's my favorite, but the first is probably the best.
I love Jurassic Park. I love dinosaurs.
So anyway, yeah. I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you've been listening to The Hooligans.